Leadership Breakthroughs, Ideas for Leaders Who Inspire, by Executive Leadership Coach Tom Lemansky. Stakeholder management, or something more? When I first heard the term stakeholder management, I had mixed reactions. Combining two three-syllable words might be impressive to some, but it can also seem like instant jargon, or MBAEs. As a leadership coach who helps managers become better leaders, I wonder how often stakeholders really need management. As a supporter of the conscious capitalism movement, I appreciate the value of stakeholder awareness. For me, this means having a heightened understanding of who has a stake in your organization's success. What's the definition of stakeholder management? Stakeholder management is typically defined as the process of organizing, monitoring, and improving relationships with stakeholders. It often includes identifying who they are, understanding their expectations, and creating plans to engage them. That all sounds reasonable, but pause for a moment. Who are your stakeholders? Not in theory, in your actual role. Your boss is an obvious one. Your direct reports, certainly. Peers across the organization, customers, partners, vendors, maybe even your board. But who else? Who can influence your success or be impacted by your decisions? And just as important, whose needs do you tend to overlook? Most leaders can list their stakeholders when asked. Fewer have really stepped back to consider them.
When managing makes sense. There are times when management is appropriate. Projects with deadlines, competing priorities, limited resources. Situations where alignment is required and time is short. In those moments, structure helps. Clarity helps. Following up, tracking commitments, making sure expectations are met, that's part of the job. No issue there. But here's where it gets interesting. What happens when the situation isn't a project, but an ongoing relationship? What happens when the stakeholder isn't a task to be coordinated, but a person whose support you need over time? The shift from managing to leading. This is where many leaders get stuck without realizing it. They stay in management mode longer than the situation calls for. They communicate to inform, to update, to direct. But they don't always communicate to understand, or to influence, or to align around something that actually matters. So what might it look like to lead your stakeholders instead? It might start with a different question. Not, what do I need from them? But, what matters to them? Not, how do I keep them satisfied? But, how do I engage them in a way that creates shared success? There's a subtle shift there, but it changes the conversation. Awareness before action. Most stakeholder challenges I see aren't caused by poor intent. They're caused by incomplete awareness. A leader moves forward with a decision that makes perfect sense to them, only to encounter resistance they didn't anticipate, or silence, or worse, quiet misalignment that shows up later. And when that happens, the instinct is often to double down, to push harder, to manage more tightly. But what if the issue isn't execution? What if it's perspective? What might change if you had a clearer view of what each stakeholder values, how they define success, and what concerns they may not be voicing? What this makes possible? When leaders expand their awareness of stakeholders, something shifts. Conversations become more targeted. Buy-in becomes easier to earn, not because you're persuading harder, but because you're connecting more effectively. Decisions land with less friction. And perhaps most importantly, trust builds. Not the kind of trust that comes from delivering a single result, but the kind that comes from people feeling seen, heard, and considered. That's not something you manage. That's something you lead. A thought to sit with. So here's something to consider. Where in your role are you treating stakeholders as something to manage? When might the situation call for something more? And if you shifted your approach, even slightly, what more might be possible? Thank you for listening, and for your commitment to better leadership. I invite you to return soon for more insights
and more potential breakthrough ideas. Until then, keep shaping the thinking that matters.